grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right, Chris Fowley's here and he's got the results.
Ah,
did
yes.
we win or?
It's a scoop. It's a scoop. We won!
What do you know? Do you know anything at all?
Nope. I got a good feeling, but no, your guess is as good as mine. But the preliminary results next Friday, so not too far away.
What,
and then
what
the final proper, I'm really hoping it's 420.
Right.
You know, come on,
right.
Come on. If they could find the kind of good humour to estimate that there would be 420 cannabis stores in that report, then come on, give us the announcement at 420. Yeah, but anyway, it's good timing for the news media. Maybe coincidentally, they could time it for 4 and just...
I'd be happy with 4:20 a.m. Let's just get it out already. Well, when you say preliminary, what does that mean?
I guess they're it's not all of them. I mean, the
elbow count kind of thing.
You know, so in terms of the timing, you know, the vote for the actual election, you know, everyone's going hard doing the count. And then, you know, it's late at night, you know, they got to go home. And then the actual referendum, it's like the special votes, so they got to come back to it. And I think it all gets sent down to Wellington and just kind of, you know, it takes a while to get it all happening. But it would have been great if they'd kind of resourced it and had people there working overnight and stuff.
Is the euthanasia going to be the same time? Or are they going to give them their own little... Oh, yeah, okay, sweet.
And that one kicks in... because it was a law that was already passed and it was a, you know, New Zealand First Amendment.
It hits the ground running.
We're going to make that a condition, you know, of going to a referendum. So that one, that's already passed. But in terms of the cannabis referendum, if it passes and the government will introduce it.
Which we've got the right government in. So
we've got
one
the right
step.
Government in to do it. Yeah. And that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And they've promised to, you know, not water it down. So it'll be introduced as people voted on it. And then people have the opportunity at select committee, you know, which of course the government would control the select committee, but they would have the opportunity to make changes. All these discussions people had about different proposals of how it could work better, which we heard from you know, from both sides and in the middle, and so that's a good opportunity then.
Yeah. Personally, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty positive, actually. I think we were right down to the wire, and as I've said multiple times on the show, it was going to come down to turnout, and also knowing, you know, that polls overseas have tended
they
to
poll low, don't they?
Underrepresented.
About 10%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a good amount of people who won't admit it in the polls, or who they're not coming up with when they do their phone calls or their whatever. They're not getting across to those people. So when people have actually gone to the ballot booth, and particularly in America, they've tended to poll, you know, higher.
Mm.
And I think we saw that with Chloe Swarbrick's win, which, you know, wasn't picked up in any of the polls.
Fuck yeah.
And yet when, you know, you could kind of feel it around Auckland,
young,
you know, that it was going to happen.
The youth got out. It'd be interesting to see the stats overall. I mean, it was overall a pretty liberal vote from the country, you know, when it comes to like the general election. So
that's right. And most of the polls overrepresented the vote for National. They had them polling way higher than what they actually got. So that's also what's making me think, you know, we're in with a really good shot here, I think, of this passing. So, you know, I've actually written a blog on the Daily Blog, posted today, and discussed these very issues with what, of course, is going to happen if the yes vote carries today, which, you know, we know we're going to do, but we also know, you know, this is like a different phase if that's what happens. We move from, you know, from a political election campaign style, a referendum campaign, and then we move more into lobbying, you know, as the bill goes through Parliament.
Right.
And making sure
lobbying.
So, and then it's slightly different, but, you know, making sure people are doing submissions and making sure all the MPs are properly informed about it and just really helping the bill, you know, to be in the best shape it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, there'd be quite a few things that I would change about it.
What areas are those that you'd change?
How big's the bill, by the way? How many pages?
It's pretty big, to be honest. It's about 150 or something. I think you could whittle that down a little bit.
How many of those pages would you like to change? Which bits, like John said?
What are the main bits?
Well, to be honest, I would prioritise non-profits and community organisations explicitly in the licensing rather than
like
kind of imply
clubs.
It. Yeah. In cannabis social clubs, I would really, kind of point the authority into empowering those applicants over other ones.
Mm.
And I think if we'd had that, then there would have been a kind of different discussion. And I think employers and small business owners are looking for a bit of support around what happens in the workplace. I don't know if that needs to be in the bill, but it could certainly be in some sort of package. But a lot of this as well could happen even under a no vote, right? I mean, if the referendum does fail...
Oh, you said this. This is interesting.
The referendum question was about that specific piece of legislation. Mm. You know, do you support the cannabis legalization and control bill? And what a moment, I got to say, just take another moment now, what a moment of actually going in and having that privilege and honor, and can I say, you know, to everyone who did vote, you know,
kia ora,
exactly, and I hope that you took a little moment like I did,
especially if you don't smoke DAC. Like, that's fucking mint. You're thinking about other people, you know, and that's really where everyone's head should be at, you know, in a social conscience way.
Right on.
Mm.
Right on.
Chris, say this doesn't pass and the government decides to go back to the drawing board with it.
The drawing bill's kind of right.
Drawing bill.
As well.
Yeah, so everyone's bill. Change the bill, do the bill, pay your bills. If we go back to the drawing board, what would a new bill look like?
Well, it could look remarkably similar. You could do it all sorts of ways, but you could, for example, encourage or allow or the Greens to put in a private members bill, for example, would be a low-level way of doing it and saying, we'll support them to take it to first to select committee and... rather than blocking it, for example. So that could be one way of doing it. But certainly, you could take the best parts of the bill. You could take the kind of decriminalisation side, the home grow and the personal use as a stage one, and kind of knock back the licensing side, if that's what it is, and call it something different and put it back in and see and recognise, well, if that's the concerns that some people had, let's do the bits that we had agreement on. And certainly,
like...
even when you look at the arguments of the NOPAs, they were conceding that side, the personal use and what you did at home, and that wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
They were raising, false concerns about the legal market, the commercial side.
I guess that's a good thing about this whole process, is we've kind of outed all the big problems that the No campaign has, and in that case we can retrospectively maybe meet them halfway.
That's exactly right. Mm. That is exactly right. And do that as a first stage and see how it works. Mm.
It'd be a ballsy move from the government, I got to say, but...
Because as I say, the vote was about that specific piece of legislation. You can learn from what that was. But, I do think we're with a really good shot of it passing. And so you'd have to recognise that too, that even if it failed, there's a whole bunch of people that do support it. And the closer it is, obviously the more that is. But also there are other things they could do, short of that as well. You could revisit the Law Commission's recommendations on the Misuse of Drugs Act, for example. So that's not specific to cannabis, but of course the drug laws or the parts of it that we're trying to change here are often around searching and the presumption of supply that's arbitrary, and puts the burden of proof onto the accused instead of the prosecution. So there's no kind of like beyond reasonable doubt. It's just you're guilty, and this of course breaches our Bill of Rights. And Supreme Court has said that, but still this law is around and is still used like that. So, the Law Commission recommended that back in 2011, and it was ignored by the National Government the whole time, and Labor said they should do that, and so here we are. And they also recommended changes around social dealing, so that people who are just sharing with their friends aren't getting caught up. They also recommended changes around pipes and utensils, because that carries a 1-year imprisonment, so it's treated as like quite a serious crime.
Is that because it's got oil on it and shit? Or if it's...
The judges have reasoned that it shows premeditation. You're not just caught out by someone tempting you, but you've planned it because you've gone and bought a pipe. And so they tend to then give you the charge and convict you of it rather than letting people go. And the actual what it is written up on people's criminal record is possession of a needle or syringe.
Right.
Even though it was a cannabis pipe.
Fuck.
It's incredible. So that's what's on your record for life.
And you
have to explain to people.
That like the resin that gets caught up in the pipe, if it's like an older pipe, that gets that's like more hardcore than an actual flower because it's like a condensed version of the cannabis. Is that not true?
Some pipes would have. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they would collect a bit of tarry kind of
but
resin
would the
in there. But
do that? Would
they, no, you're not going to get charged for that kind of thing.
Okay.
But in terms of that, any benefit that might be in there of accumulation of cannabinoids would be outweighed by the disgusting cancer-causing tars that would be in there. So we certainly don't recommend scraping out your pipes and smoking that goop. It's good that it caught it in the pipe. Think of it as a filter.
That's good. Well put. That's good. Okay. Good. Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, yeah, no, there is. There's a lot of good things that can happen. There really is. So, as I say, they can have a private members' bill. They can, you know, put people in good supportive positions. But certainly, you know, with a progressive government, even if there's a no vote on this particular piece of legislation, that's no reason to think that, you know, there's we can't keep going with other reforms.
I'm calling like 58% yes. That's where I'm at.
Is decriminalization?
You could be right. I think it could be around there too as well.
Do you think decriminalization is going far enough?
No, but it's a great start, but it doesn't. But it, you know, it depends how it's done. Some forms of decrim are kind of still like fines and things, and so you end up with police attention and discrimination going up. Mm. But you can do a proper decrim where it really is, you know, properly legal for home use and cultivation.
Yeah.
But you don't have kind of rules around it. It's just kind of an absence of rules.
Yeah, there's no legal commercial market with
and even to get your seeds or whatever. So there's you know, it's still murky.
Lots of grey area.
Yeah. And most people, just like most people, don't grow their own tomatoes, or they grow enough to keep going for a few months, but not the whole year.
Yes.
You know, even if you know, you're never going to get the bulk of the illicit market.
If I am growing my own tomatoes, is it time to put them down outside now? Would you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get in there.
Okay.
Labour weekend's great timing, you know. But anyway, the earlier you plant, the bigger your tomatoes will be. So if you want to keep them small, then plant a bit later.
Wait, tomatoes means debt, right? Sorry, guys.
If I was anticipating a yes vote in this referendum, and I did plant cannabis, could I get busted for it in the interim?
Absolutely. There's not even an expungement clause put in there, so anyone with an existing record, you know.
Do you think they'll go hard before this?
It's happened overseas that way,
right,
that you get an increase in police attention. And whether that's because people are flaunting it a bit more or being more public, or whether that's because police are having a bit of a backlash, you know, we don't know.
The sunshining kind of
thing. There's a correlation there. Mm. So, you know, be careful. But yeah, it won't be for a while, right? It's going to be like a year for it to go through. But given the bill's already written, and it's written in quite a lot of detail, and we have all had a year or so of discussing it, so in terms of people's getting their heads around submissions and things, so I'd expect that could happen. You know, it could be shepherded through Parliament quite quickly. I mean, the medicinal cannabis bill, when Labour came in after the last election, was in their 100-day thing, and they did it in, I think, 30-something days, and it was it was made a priority, right? And it went through quite quickly, so, I'm sure that could as well.
All right, Chris Fowley, we will see you next Thursday, the eve of the result.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little bit...
Yeah, bundle of nerves.
Awkward timing. Thanks,
You'll
mate.
Be able to give us a scoop, though.
Oh, yeah.
Next Thursday, yeah.
We're going to turn you upside down like a cartoon bully and just shake you for results.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.